it's never easy because, you know, these players, they're only human. They understand how it works, and it can affect some more than others. We've seen a player at Nottingham Forest recently not play because it was affecting him, and his head wasn't. Yeah, Lewis Grabham we've seen recently. There are incidents, and it hurts teams. It can hurt their preparations. It's never easy because you're not sure what sort of state the player is in mentally.
Yeah.
Physically, you can always gauge that, but mentally, you're never ever sure. So, Everton have been playing John Stones all the way through, which is quite amazing. But they feel he's their player, and until they're all told otherwise, he's paid to play for Everton. So, I think that's the way all managers and football clubs should deal with it.
Chris, you say you need that win.
Mm.
Is that as much as a mental thing for the players, especially with an international break coming up?
Oh, it'd be brilliant if we go into 2 weeks with a win and unbeaten in four. It gives a different spin on it because we are unbeaten in three, but they're three draws. And if there were two wins and a draw, or even one win in there, you just feel a little bit better, two extra points or four extra points, or six extra if you want all three. So I think you're correct in that it is quite a long break. And people look at the tables, I know they do, they say don't look at it, but they look at it and they work it all out. And it would just help us get a monkey off our back with the first win. We can look at the block of games and review them with the 2 week break and see what we need to do better and plan ahead with the games coming up.
And obviously we've talked about the transfer market, but are you looking forward to it being shut on Tuesday? For you and for Huddersfield Town?
Well, yes and no. Yes, because obviously a speculation over one of our own players and hopefully not anyone else. And no, because personally I want to add to what we have. I think we need more. There's no secret there. And we're trying to do that and we're trying to resolve that. And obviously it's time, the clock's ticking and time's passing by pretty quickly, so we need to just do as much as we can, as much business as we can to get maybe two, three, four players over the line.